If you've ever booked a hotel reservation on the travel website Expedia, then you might have recently received a class action settlement notice in your email inbox. You should think twice before deleting it. Joe Brancatelli is a business travel writer, and he's on the line to explain what this proposed settlement means for consumers. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Leanne. Nice to be with you.
Good to hear from you, because you know what? I actually received one of those email notices. So what did Expedia do wrong, and what does the settlement require?
Well, the settlement doesn't actually require all that much, and for people who haven't been informed by email, they can go to servicesfeessettlement.com or just Google Expedia settlement. What it basically came down to was Expedia hid their own service fees and claimed they were part of taxes. But Expedia was caught. They've, after first denying any issue, have now entered into this class action settlement.
Yeah, the settlement has specific dates on it. What is it, January 10th, 2001 through June 11th, 2008? And is it just, you know, like standalone hotel reservations? What if you got a package from them?
A package? No. Apparently, it was just an Expedia standalone hotel reservation, largely within the period that you just mentioned, but also there were some other exemptions on the time frame.
So what do I and other consumers get out of the settlement?
Well, there'll be a couple of pennies in cash, if you wish cash, or double that in Expedia credit if you wish to do business with Expedia again. As you know, Leanne, these class action settlements always do much better for the lawyers than the people who've been in the class and been wronged, but it's better than nothing.
Hmm.
And it is, I would like to say it's a warning shot across the bow of travel marketers who do these kind of things, but sadly, travel marketing is probably the third oldest profession.
Well, you know, elaborate on that. I mean, this kind of deceptive practice, it's not an isolated incident. It's actually a wider problem in the industry.
It is a raging problem, and it's much more of a problem now as airlines especially have begun to break out what things we used to consider part of their standard offering that have now gone what the industry calls a la carte.
Why are these practices so prevalent in the travel industry? What's going on?
This is a very low-margin business with very high fixed cost, and frankly, they've told the traveler to only buy the cheapest fare because, frankly, there's always a great fare out there. So people are trained to look at only the lowest fare and buy only the lowest fare. So then the airlines try different ways to get you to buy ups and extras.
So how do travelers then protect themselves when you know, we're making travel reservations online?
The trick you need to do now is just be aware that the price you're looking at is not the price you pay.
Joe Brancatelli is a business travel writer, and he runs a website for business travelers called Joe Sent Me.